ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 71st। द लॉर्ड ट्रैवल्स टू इंद्रप्रस्थ टेक्स्ट 29 एंड 30। Text 29. Suta Magadha Gandharva Vandinas Chopamantrina Mrudanga Shankha Pataha Veena Panava Gomukhai ब्राह्मणश्चारविन्दाक्षम् तुष्टुभूर्नन्दृतुर्जगु सूतमागतगन्धर्वा वन्दिनश्चोपमन्त्रिणा मृदङ्गशङ्खपटः वीणापणवगोमुखै ब्राह्मणश्चारविन्दाक्षम् तुष्टुवोर्नन्दृतुर्जगो सूतमागधगन्धर्वा वन्दिनश्चोपमन्त्रिणा मृदङ्गशङ्खपटः वीणापणवगोमुखै ब्राह्मणश्चारविन्दाक्षम् तुष्टुवोर्नन्दृतुर्जगो। మొదటి by word meaning Suta bards, Magadha chroniclers, Gandharva demigods known for their singing, Vandina eulogist, Cha and Upamantrina jesters, mrudanga with mrudanga drums, shankha conch shells, pataha kettle drums, veena veenas, panava a smaller drum, gomukhai and Gomukha horns, Brahmana, Brahmanas, Cha as well, Arvindaksham, the lotus-eyed lord, Tushtavu, glorified with hymns, Nandrutu, dance, Jagu, sang. Translation: Sutas, Magadhas, Gandharvas, Vandis, jesters and Brahmanas all glorified the lotus-eyed lord, some reciting prayers, some dancing and singing. As mrudangas, conch shells, kettle drums, veenas, panavas and gomukhas resounded. Text 30th. Translation purport: thus surrounded by his well-wishing relatives and praise on all sides, Lord Krishna, the crest jewel of the justly renowned, entered the decorated city. Purport: Srila Prabhupada writes, while Lord Krishna was entering the city, all the people were talking among themselves about the glories of the Lord, praising his transcendental name, quality, form, etc. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Yugrave Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం నమాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास। यस्टरडे हिज ग्रेस उत्तम श्लोक प्रभु हैज वेरी eloquently explain the essence glorifying the Supreme Lord, how even the topmost devotee, Krishna's topmost devotee Srimati Radharani, she doesn't consider herself to be the topmost devotee, and any new devotee comes, she thinks that that devotee is more better than her. So that is a really important aspect to understand. What is the qualification required to be in Krishna's association or in Krishna's family? It is not by our own endeavor, our own tapasya, we can enter there and how every devotee is an exceptional devotee. It was a very wonderful hope giving to everyone. Sometimes somebody may think that I am not qualified, I can't quote shlokas, I don't have qualification. But Krishna sees the consciousness. What is our consciousness in which we are performing these wonderful devotional activities? So therefore, it is important to cultivate that consciousness. And even once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling that to be in Krishna's family or to go back home, back to Godhead, is not easy. We cannot perform severe austerities and or any amount of special activities, devotional activities, which may make us qualified. That is not the qualification to enter. But what is the qualification? What is the consciousness? That is more important. And Krishna will not allow any envious person or fault finders in the spiritual world. That is not allowed at all. Krishna himself screens everyone before allowing anybody to in that special circle. So in that sense we don't have hope. But if we continue to serve the great souls, mat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktis, when we serve the great souls without any expectation, becoming the servant of the servant, that is a real consciousness. So when Krishna sees that, yes, this devotee is really serving in that consciousness without any ulterior motives, because sometimes serving also, sometimes things may come up, our consciousness or mind can trick us, that I am doing this, I am doing that, and this is a qualification for me, and I am more superior than others. So that kind of even little amount of pride is also not allowed. One has to be thoroughly cleansed. So it is our great fortune that great souls, they come to give this kind of consciousness. Otherwise we may think that, okay, I can read the scriptures, I can recite and Bhagavad Sapta, although so much austerities to attract the mercy of the Lord, that is also not our qualification. Only when we serve in that mood, becoming the servant of the servant, without any ulterior motives, and waiting for the mercy, we cannot say that, okay, this is a lifetime and after this lifetime I am going back home, back to God. Sometimes we may think that, okay, this is only one lifetime. It may take many lifetimes, and we should be ready. We can't tell Krishna that, okay, I have done so much now, allow me in the spiritual world. Krishna doesn't want you to come. We cannot force, okay, I want to go back home. When Krishna desires, then He will allow. And of course that should not stop us from endeavoring. Last month we were celebrating the month of Damodar, and almost every day morning and evening we are singing this Damodar Ashtakam. And what is important in this lila is that the rope was always 2 fingers short. And Acharyas explain what is the meaning of that. One finger is our endeavor, and another finger is Krishna's mercy. So we should continue endeavoring, although there may be difficulties in spiritual lives. But one should not stop, because one should know that ultimately I have to go back home, back to God. I have to reach to that divine consciousness, and Krishna has given us that, Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So when somebody is sincerely endeavoring, then Krishna's mercy will come. So therefore 2 things are, 2 fingers short, our endeavor and Krishna's mercy. So that will help us to maintain that consciousness. So here in this shlokas we can see that sutas, magadhas, gandharvas, vandis, jesters and brahmanas all glorified the lotus-eyed Lord. Some reciting prayers, some dancing and singing. As mrudangas, conchals, kettle drums, veenas, panavas and gomukha resounded. So in this chapter we can see that Krishna accepting the counsel of Uddhava. Uddhava was his cousin brother, disciple of Brihaspati, very expert in counseling. Krishna, who is a knower of everything, it is not that he needs some kind of counseling. He knows everything, how to execute all the plans. But in this pastimes you can see that Krishna is giving that special credit to Uddhava. And even in the histories it will be glorified or known to people that Uddhava gave that counsel and Krishna accepted that. And what was the counsel? He had understood the real purpose of Krishna's incarnation, establishing the religious principles. He was very close. Uddhava was very close to Lord Krishna. Similar appearance, and sometimes Krishna would give his clothes to Uddhava. And when Uddhava had been to Vrindavan, that time many gopis, they thought that is it Krishna who has come? So they were also so much thinking that yes, he is similar to Krishna, he is very much looking like Krishna. Of course, Krishna's plan of sending him to Vrindavan was different, giving the message and elevating his consciousness. There was some element of Jnana Mishra Bhakti. He thought that maybe he is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He is so close to him. Every time he is around Lord Krishna. So Krishna can detect. Nobody can fool Krishna. Sometimes we want to be too much nearby of spiritual master or even Lord Krishna deity is serving, and sometimes we may think that I am the great devotee. And if Krishna is really merciful, he can clear that doubt. Otherwise he may allow, okay, you are a great devotee, continue your whatever you are doing. But when Krishna is really merciful, he does things in such a intricate ways that it doesn't hurt that devotee. If devotee is positive, he accepts, yes, this is Krishna's plan. And it is a time to elevate my consciousness to understand things in a higher perspective. So when Uddhava was saying to Vrindavan, he was trying to console gopis and he was trying to tell them, do not cry. There he saw them crying profusely for Lord Krishna. And then at the same time he was thinking that how can he tell them not to cry? Because the ultimate purpose of all the scriptures is to cry for Lord Krishna. You cannot achieve the mercy of the Lord just by theoretically understanding. One may become a great scholar or Bhagavatam reciter or very great personality, very famous personality in this material world. And everyone may think that yes, he is so great devotee of Lord Krishna. And there are people, I don't want to quote any people's name, but what will attract the mercy of the Lord? When Krishna sees that yes, he is sincerely serving, there is no ulterior motive, he is glorifying me for his own welfare and welfare for all conditioned souls. One has to be really transparent in glorifying the Supreme Lord. Even if there is some little contamination while speaking, Krishna can block the thought process. So therefore it is so important that one has to be so careful in glorifying. One has to be really must have received the mercy of the Lord. And those who have transcended that platform, they continue glorifying the Supreme Lord. Because that is the highest welfare activity for everyone. When Uddhava went, then he realized that my devotion is not superior. Krishna has sent me here for some other reason. He understood that Krishna is sitting in heart of everyone as super soul. And Krishna revealed that yes, look at them. They are great devotees. And when he came back, his heart was transformed. He was not competing that, oh, I am still better. He accepted that. And just by accepting that, he elevated his consciousness. So therefore, those who are very close to Krishna, just like this big retinue was moving, the whole family of Krishna was moving, and it has been explained very nicely by so many devotees that it was like an ocean, and there was perfect harmony. It was not like yatra, I mean crowd control management kind of things, that so many people are just in the road and there is stampede and blockages at the road, and or it was also not like an army parade, left and right, left, right, left, right. It was not like that. It was a very panoramic view, very, very, very attractive to look at that big ocean of devotees, wonderful devotees. Krishna's family was a huge family, 16,000 wives, and everyone had their own space. It was not like next to each other they were walking, they were having proper space to move around sometime. And you can imagine, it was there were all these people, sutas, magadhas, gandharvas, they were chanting, dancing. It was like a festival, utsav. And every time, every moment, their consciousness was getting elevated. And that is the meaning of utsav. Yesterday, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj was here, and he came for a short visit for his some treatment. And within that time, he gave a small talk. And it was so purifying to hear that. And he has written this book, Gauranga, the compilation of his lectures. And it is so purifying. And in that book, he mentions the meaning of this word, utsav. What is the meaning of utsav? Festival. We have so many festivals. What is the meaning of this word, utsav? He very nicely explains. Ut means to rise, to raise the consciousness. And so means in the company of all the devotees. So therefore the utsav or the festival is an activity in which everyone's consciousness is elevated. And when we glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then our consciousness is really elevated. So therefore, when we are glorifying the Supreme Lord or observing festivals or going to yatras, these all activities should actually elevate our consciousness, and we should deeply think about this. Otherwise, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that we may just go and take bath in the holy place and become purified of all the sins, and we may come again and continue doing the same things. Kunjara Shauchavat. So that is a danger. Should not be like elephant's bath. Elephant goes in the river or a lake and sprinkles water and all over his body, and when he comes out, he sees the dirt or mud and he throws all over his body again. So therefore, glorification of the Supreme Lord or participating in the various festivals, going to yatras or doing even austerities or giving charities for the Supreme Lord, it should help us to become purified. And it should elevate our consciousness. And one should not see the same people with the same conditional vision. One should see every living being, every human being, every other Vaishnava in a very, very exceptional way. One should think that yes, he is a very exceptional devotee and Krishna is so kind to shower his mercy. And he is performing so wonderful services. So that is the consciousness which is required actually. We can see that in this chapters or descriptions of the Supreme Lord, there was no disharmony. We are not hearing that there was some quarrel between different wives, that they are going and complaining to Krishna that just see what she has done. Look at that fault. Otherwise Krishna would have a tough time. Hearing complaints from 60,000 wives, every palace he goes, everyone is complaining against each other. Maybe he would have to maintain a big consular board or something. So that's the problem in today's world. But there was not such problem because Krishna allows only those who are freed from such kind of anarthas. Only then they are allowed. So therefore, it is very important to understand that. And then we can see that this big procession was moving through various cities, various places, crossing the rivers, hills, and now they have reached Indraprastha. And it's a great festival of jubilation. Everyone is so happy that now they have reached. And Krishna was also in that big procession. He was also there. And we can see that Krishna had, I mean, so many people were following him and Krishna had no trouble. In today's world, people like followers, right? So many followers on social media, here and there. But it is all virtual, it is not reality. In reality, if you see, it could be scary. You are walking on the road and one person starts following you. Wherever you are going, he is taking pictures, video and WhatsApping, whatever. You will be scared, you will be uncomfortable. One person, two people, three, 10 people following you, wherever you are, 100,000. Your life will be really in difficulty. But this is the real time experience will be very scary. Even in the virtual world, we like, okay, 10, and sometimes, especially the children, when they start their Facebook or whatever, when they're waiting, how many friends requests have come, they're sending friend request to Brahmacharis also sometimes. And they like, okay, today I've got 10 friends, 15 friends. But you can't maintain so many friends. It's so difficult. Suddenly some, hi, hello, somebody, it's not, if your status is not offline, somebody, certain things may start popping up. So therefore, in the true life actually, we cannot maintain so many followers or friends. It is practically impossible. But media is creating such a illusion, making you think that yes, you have millions of followers, thousands, lakhs of followers. Yesterday I was discussing about something related to this. And some of the Facebook page of Shri Radha Raj Bihari has picked up a huge number of followers, likes, so many likes. And there are so many famous personalities, leaders, film actors, actors, actresses, and Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari is top of everyone. they are not able to compete with him. The involvement and likes and people sharing the photos of Lord Krishna, it is more than the famous leaders. So I was contemplating the same thing, that Krishna can handle so many followers. Ordinary people cannot handle. Some people have maybe millions of followers or likes, and one post and thousands of replies or likes, shares, and how much you can reply to so many people. It's so difficult. But Krishna can maintain, and therefore He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is very important to understand. So therefore, when Krishna was with His huge family, Krishna can maintain such a huge family. Ordinary person in today's world, so difficult. And everyone was so happy. There was no fights, no disharmony. Everything was, communication was proper. Everything. Krishna can expand into all the palaces and keep everyone happy. So, when Krishna was moving, he had accepted the plan of Uddhava. Uddhava had given a very amazing counsel. Because what is Krishna's consciousness? We are trying to become Krishna conscious. But what is Krishna's consciousness when He appears in this material world? He appears for establishing the principles of religion. Paritrana sadhana vinashaya dushkatam. He protects the sadhus and annihilates the miscreants. And it is not that He is killing so many demons and they are thrown in some hellish planets. When they are killed, Krishna is so merciful that He allows them also to get liberated. So therefore even killing of demons is also a festival. Because their consciousness is elevated. They are now freed from that kind of contaminated consciousness which they had been harboring for so many years. They had done so many tapasya to develop that inferior consciousness. And Krishna doesn't like. Sometimes therefore Krishna has to personally intervene and help them to get liberated. And if such people are there too much in the society, the lives of the common people become very miserable. They are uncomfortable. So therefore Krishna has to intervene sometime. And in this case also, when Uddhava had given that counsel, he had understood that Krishna wanted to establish the principles of religion, and Krishna has killed so many demons. Krishna has killed the huge armies of Jarasandha. He had attacked so many times, 17, 18 times he had attacked. And every time he came with so many, 23 Akshani soldiers. And every time he killed everyone, all the soldiers were killed. And he just left Jarasandha so that he can go and bring all those people, other people. So many huge armies were annihilated, killed. But still, there was one personality, Jarasandha. He was not killed. And Uddhava, he knew that if this Rajasuya Yajna has to be performed, then Yudhishthir Maharaj, he should be the sovereign king. He should have conquered. He should not have any enemies. Then only one can perform Rajasuya Yajna. Even if there is one enemy, still he cannot perform. So it has to be a very, very established fact that he doesn't have any enemies, Ajatashatru. And before sending the horse, that there is to send a horse in all directions, and anybody stops that horse, then they have to fight that and win that. And therefore, if anybody challenges Yudhishthir Maharaj in this attempt to perform sacrifice, Rajasuya sacrifice, then there will be challenges. There may be disturbance. So therefore, Uddhava, he understood that, yes, this could be a big challenge. And therefore, how to kill Jarasandha? This was the plan given by Uddhava. It is a very diplomatic way, but he has to give that, because the purpose is higher. Purpose is to establish the religious principles. It was not to push him down and to humiliate that person, Jarasandha. But there was a higher purpose. And even after Jarasandha is going to be killed, he would be liberated. He will get the higher destination. So when Uddhava saw that, he understood that Jarasandha is not an ordinary person. Jarasandha has the strength of 10,000 elephants. Can you imagine the strength one person has, 10,000 elephants? We cannot imagine also, it is so difficult. One wild elephant comes, so difficult to control. And when he comes to fight, he understood that if he comes with his army, then it is difficult to kill him, because he just motivates his army in such a way that everyone becomes so wild to fight. And if we go like that, then it will be difficult. So how to kill him? So if he comes alone, and who is the match for him? Bhima. Bhima is a competent match, because Bhima also has a strength of 10,000 elephants. So there has to be equals. And he should be accompanied by Krishna. Because wherever there is Krishna, there will be always victory. And he is very charitably disposed towards Brahmanas. So therefore, it is such a master plan Uddhava gives. And sometimes there is council or discussions to develop some project, and so many thoughts come. What will work? So many devotees or intelligent devotees, they give thoughts. It should work. And if it works, it is a success. If it doesn't work, it is a great failure. So one has to be very discreet in giving the counsel. One has to understand all the various aspects, the various factors which can challenge the thought or vision, And one has to be so expert in giving such kind of advice that one doesn't feel that there is ulterior motive behind this. Because sometimes somebody may give a good counsel and still there are doubts. Why he is giving such good thoughts? What is the problem with him? Why he is thinking in like that? So even sometimes somebody may be having a very good motive of developing some project or vision, but still, even because today's world is so difficult actually, if somebody is a good person, naturally good person, but still is questioned, because you don't have experience of good people in today's world. And when somebody is good, we think that why is so good? That is the problem actually. So therefore, becoming the counsel of Lord Krishna, because we cannot cheat Krishna. It is not so easy for Uddhava. Uddhava has to be really very expert in giving the counsel. And Krishna, and he gave a dual purpose of counsel. Killing Jarasandha was some kind of sinful activity or ghastly activity. And there was another reason, and that was liberate the kings. There were something 20,000 kings whom Jarasandha had imprisoned, and it was so difficult. They were suffering, their families were suffering. So Krishna, Uddhava, he told that you have to deliver one. If you kill Jarasandha, they'll be also delivered. So there was some balance. So therefore a dual purpose of giving this kind of counsel. And of course Krishna knows everything, and Krishna took it very positively. He accepted that plan. And how to kill Jarasandha, there has to be dual. Dual and dual. There is a difference in the word. Dual with Bhima and Jarasandha. And dual purpose of giving this advice. To kill Jarasandha and liberate the kings. So therefore, this kind of expert counsel was given by Uddhava. And Krishna accepted. And while the whole procession is going on, of course, Krishna's consciousness we cannot understand. What is going on in Krishna's mind? But through his activities we can understand. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chadrusha. When he was moving with that huge family, Krishna must be meditating what to do in the future now, how to kill, I mean how to handle all these various things. And elevate the consciousness. And therefore, you can see that here in these verses, the sutas means the poets, magadhas means the people who write historical events, chroniclers, gandharvas who were singers, vandis means eulogists or those who are very expert in praising someone. They are not just like flatterers, but they are really praising, glorifying the Supreme Lord. And upamantrina, jesters or jokers, because there has to be a little bit entertainment also. So sometimes some people take that kind of role also, dancing in a particular way to make everyone laugh. So that kind of entertainment is also there. And Krishna accepts everyone. It is not that Krishna is not happy with them. Whatever one does with a sincere motive to please the Lord and His devotees, Krishna accepts. And there are so many wonderful prayers they are doing, offering. And there are various instruments, mrudangas, conchals, kettle drums, veenas, panavas. Some instruments sometimes we may not even seen or We don't know also whether absolute allness. But that was a traditional, cultural, traditional instruments. Not like in today's world. So therefore, those who are great devotees, they glorify the Supreme Lord. That is the determination. And Srila Narad Muni also, he, I will end with one very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Narad Muni is telling Srila Vyasadeva that who are the learned people? They have positively conclude that the infallible purpose of advancement of knowledge, namely austerities, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of the hymns, and charity, culminates in the transcendental description of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. The Sanskrit verse is Idam hi pausas tapasya srutasya va svistasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayo avichyutto artha kavibhir nirupito yad uttama shloka gunanu varnanam. So yesterday I was trying to search for this word uttama shloka in Vedabhyas. And I got almost 400 plus likes, or not likes, but suggestions. There may be more likes. So it is so wonderful that how Srila Narad Muni is explaining in this word that those who are learned circles, they, what is their conclusion of purpose of austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of various hymns, charity, this should culminate in the transcendental description of the Lord. One should ultimately come to that conclusion, that ultimate purpose of cultivating knowledge or austerities is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is defined in the choice poetry, Uttama Shloka. So therefore, and in that purpose, Srila Prabhupada, he explains so wonderfully that therefore, anybody who is writing about the glories of the Supreme Lord, the written literatures, that writing is transcendental. In today's world, people are writing so many things, material novels and so many things. People like to hear so many stories and adventurous things. But what is the real a motive, or what is the real purpose of writing, that should actually glorify the Supreme Lord. Then it is perfect. Then it is Krishna's glorification, Hari Kirtan or Krishna's Kirtan. And therefore we can see that Srila Prabhupada has written so many books, and his disciples are also writing, and his disciples are now writing the books about glorifying the Supreme Lord. So we have so many books to read and absorb our consciousness and elevate our consciousness. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any questions or comments? Uttam Shloka Prabhu. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.